Blog Talk Radio.
It's Monday, May 23rd, 2016, and this is Monday Morning Devotionals from the Book of Mark, show number 3.
The age of delusion is here. The great falling away has begun. False teachers and false gospels are everywhere. The angel of light has become so visible in today's apostate church that even false Bibles have made their way into mainstream Christianity. The Bible warns that on Judgment Day, Jesus will say to the many, "I never knew you." This program exists to make sure that when Jesus says that, not talking to you.
God Thoughts Radio is on the air. I'm Pastor Brad, and this morning I'm in Mark chapter 2, and I'm picking up at verse 1 and following. And when he had come back to Capernaum, that is Jesus, several days afterward, it was heard that he was at home. Many were gathered together so that there was no longer room, even near the door, and he was speaking the word to them. And they came bringing to him a paralytic carried by 4 men. And being unable to get to him on account of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and when they had dug an opening, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic was lying. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, "My son, your sins are forgiven." And the passage goes on to say that because of this man's great faith, Jesus healed him. And you know, there's a couple of things that really stand out to me about this passage. The first is that they were unable to get to him. Going back to verse 4, again, this is Mark chapter 2, verse 4, and being unable to get to him on account of the crowd. I'm going to stop there. The Bible is telling us that this paralytic, the 4 men that were carrying the paralytic, they were unable to get to him. And yet the story is all about having gotten to him, Jesus heals the man. And I want to suggest to you that this principle is a big one in God's word. This principle of pursuing Jesus and not allowing obstacles to get in our way. They were unable to get to him, and yet they did get to him. I'm thinking of several passages throughout Scripture, from Old Testament to New. The favorite one of mine regarding this is Jeremiah 29:13. It's fairly popular. It says, "You will seek me," God speaking. "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart." It strikes me how easily the 4 guys carrying the paralytic could have gotten to the house where Jesus was at, and seeing the crowds and seeing the inability to get in through the front door, they could have just said to the paralytic, "You know, I'm so sorry, but there's no way we're going to get in. At least we tried." But that was not their attitude. And the scripture says that we will find Jesus when we search for him with all of our heart. You know, I'm impressed at what it does not say as well. It says, it infers that if we don't seek Jesus with all of our heart, we will not find him. In fact, Deuteronomy 4:29 says, "You will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search for him with all your heart and with all your soul." I want to encourage you today that God desires you to seek him. He is not a God who is far off. He's not a God who is trying to hide from us. And yet, the quest for Jesus must be a wholehearted pursuit. I'm thinking of the New Testament in Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you." And by the way, the scripture also says, if you don't ask, it may not be given to you. James 4, verse 2 says, "You do not have because you do not ask." I'm telling you, I don't want to live life not having simply because I didn't ask. I don't want to live life with God not having all that he has for me simply because I was unwilling to pursue him, to seek him with all of my heart. Back to Matthew 7, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." And notice again, For everyone who does not ask does not receive, I would add. And he who seeks finds, but he who does not seek will not find. And to him who does not knock, the door surely will not be opened. Psalm 25:14 has been a big part of my life for a long time. It says that the secrets of the Lord are for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant. That language there, the Hebrew, the secrets of the Lord, or the counsel of the Lord, or the intimacy with the Lord, is for those who reverence him. Life is not the same for all Christians. We seek God in varying degrees, and therefore we find him in varying degrees. And we spend time with him in a variety of ways, and therefore we have a variety of revelation and intimate relationship with the Lord. So that's the first thing that stands out to me about this passage. They were unable to get to him, and yet they did. And so then the question becomes, how? And it says that they removed the roof. I love this. God's word to you today is remove the roof. Figure it out. Get rid of all obstacles. Get rid of all barriers. Go around it. Go under it. Go over it. Go through it if you need to, but get to Jesus today. I want to tell you that the devil is going to try and steal from us. We already know that. But God's will is that we remove the roof. Remove all obstacles. This is the way of life. You will find Jesus when you search for him with all of your heart. And a part of searching for Jesus with all of our heart is overcoming the obstacles and the barriers and the disappointments and the frustrations and the adversities. God, in the book of Revelation, at chapter 2 and 3, it tells us that the overcomers get all of the good stuff. And the third thing that stands out to me about this passage is that, so they're unable to get to him on account of the crowd, so they removed the roof above Jesus, but that wasn't as simple as it may sound. It says, and when they had dug an opening, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic was lying. Sometimes it takes hard work to get to Jesus. And this passage is wildly encouraging in the ultimate sense that there's a paralytic and he seeks Jesus and he winds up healed. And that's the good news. But there is a process that has to be gone through for that healing to occur. And the process is the diligent pursuit of Jesus with all of their heart and mind and soul, their willingness to remove whatever barriers would keep them from Jesus, and their willingness to do the work, to do the hard work, to do whatever is necessary to get to Jesus. Now, all of this within the context of God's will. We always want to be careful, especially in this day and age of delusion. This is not a passage that can be used, or I should say, should be used to justify saying, you know, I want $1 million, or I want a brand new car, or I want this or that, and therefore all I need to do is seek God hard enough. No, the scripture is clear that the will of God is the key to success in the Christian walk. John 5, verse 14 and 15 says it clearly. Tells us clearly that, let me go ahead and pull it up here for you. I'm turning right now to the book of 1 John, chapter 5, and verse 14 and 15. And it tells us that this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from him. The key to the Christian walk and the key to success in the Christian life is identifying what the will of God is and plugging into it. It's just exactly how Jesus lived. It's how he operated. He did nothing on his own initiative. He only did what he saw the Father doing. And this passage back in Mark chapter 2 tells us that Jesus acknowledged the greatness of this man's faith, and he was willing to pursue Jesus. Even to the extent, notice that he was, obviously he had to ask his friends to help him. He couldn't get there on our own. And isn't that an additional insight that for us to become everything that God has originally created for us to be, we'll often be in the position to need the help of others and the humility enough to ask. The Bible is clear. God is opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. I want to encourage you today in closing. I want to encourage you that with man, it may look impossible, but don't be discouraged by what is impossible looking from the vantage point of sight, because with God, all things are possible. These guys were unable to get to him, but they did get to him. Secondly, remove the roof. It's God's will that you, I want to inspire you. I want to motivate you right now to not let obstacles discourage you. Don't let them become your tombstone. Make them your stepping stone. Obstacles are in the way, perhaps just to be able to show God that you're unwilling. You will not give out. You will not give up. You will not give in. Remove the roof. Do whatever you need to do to remove whatever barriers are keeping you from Christ, and be willing to do the work. It says, and when they had dug an opening, it was only after they were willing to do the work that they lowered the man down in front of Jesus. And the bottom line is Jesus met that man and he healed him. Oh God, watch over this word and perform it today. Cause the voice of your authority to be heard and empower your servants, Lord, to seek you with all of their heart, to remove the obstacles and to do the work. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks so much for joining us today at God Thoughts Radio. For more information about Pastor Brad and God Thoughts, go to GodThoughtsGlobal.com, where you'll also find archives from all of our past shows. Pastor Brad would love to speak at your church. You can contact him via email at GodThoughtsWired@gmail.com or connect with him on LinkedIn at Dr. Brad Righteous. Until next time, thanks for listening.